Hey, it's Stein. You know, I've never been that hot on potatoes, but I got an email from a listener and it sent me on a spud odyssey. I told KNKX food commentator Nancy Leeson all about it on today's Food for Thought. So, Nancy, I got an email from Eater Dave with a new recipe for potatoes. He calls it splayed potatoes. You take a spud, put in a series of crosswise cuts, almost but not all the way through. Then microwave it for a few minutes and then put some grease of some kind on it and stick it in the oven. Comes out looking like a roasted armadillo.
You're right about the armadillo because you sent me the pictures that Dave took and the directions that he gave, but you haven't made the potato.
Nope, truth is, spuds are a distant third for me after rice and pasta.
Well, I just did because I knew you wouldn't. I think it's a great idea. I love that you think it looks like an armadillo. You're right.
Well, it is a great idea, but unfortunately, David was not the first to come up with it. That process is almost identical to Hasselbeck potatoes.
I never heard of Hasselbeck. Does it have to do with that football player? It's, you know me in sports.
No. It's an old recipe, and it's pretty much the same thing. But recently, I did come across a potato recipe I've been meaning to try for years. Rösti.
Oh, Rösti. You have to do that little umlaut or whatever.
Yeah, the umlaut. I've looked up the pronunciation and got four different variations. It's a Swiss potato recipe, kind of like a potato pancake. The difference is the potato pancakes are grated raw, then mixed with egg and potato starch that settle to the bottom after you've soaked them. For the Rösti, it starts off parboiled and then grated big, squeezed together, mixed with a little butter, and then just fried like that. There's no egg, there's no binder.
That's one of the classic dishes at John Sundstrom's Capitol Hill restaurant, Lark, which I would look forward to having again someday.
I've heard it's like the very best ever hash browns. And even though I said I'm not that crazy about potatoes, there's another one I want to try for tortilla España. Really more like an omelet, and it's made with sliced potatoes. But instead of going to the work of slicing the potatoes so thin, you can use potato chips. And supposedly it works really well. So I want to give that a try.
And this is the time of year when I'm starting to find really beautiful fresh potatoes out and about, as opposed to the old tired ones left over from this winter.
Let's get to some potato lore. I guess I heard it originally from my mother that if it's green under the skin, you got to peel that off because that's poisonous.
Yeah, I've always heard that.
Well, it's true. That stuff is called solamine, and it's a neurotoxin that the spud generates to keep insects out. It will cause nausea and headaches, and I always keep peeling until there's no more green. Happens when the potatoes are exposed to light. Now, I know that spuds are third on the Nancy Leeson starch parade, too, but you're very proud of your roast potato method.
I am a big advocate for boiling potatoes and then gently simmering them till you can barely get a fork in them. Then drain and roast with olive oil in a big cast iron skillet. Make glorious roasted potatoes. When everyone says, Nancy, why are your potatoes so tender? That's why.
Well, here's some tips for mashed potatoes. After you cut them up, rinse them in cold water. Cook starting in cold water. And then when they're done, here's the big part. Rinse them off in hot water. Get all that extra starch out. That's what keeps them from turning into glue.
When I first started dating Mac, he used to make me these things called glue pots, which I never really told him I didn't love them that much. They were kind of like a potato pancake, but they were way too gluey for me. I think he likes the extra starch.
Well, I'm going to try this rösti. I'll report back on that and also link to some of the recipes we've been talking about on the Food for Thought post at knkx.org. With KNKX food commentator Nancy.
I am what I am.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
The man who put the lout in umlaut.
Stein.